I'm VOA's Richard Green with your Worldwide News Update. With 1 week left before Election Day, the two major U.S. presidential candidates begin their final push to secure votes Tuesday. Former President Donald Trump seized on a remark made by current President Joe Biden earlier Tuesday that denounced the Republican nominee's supporters. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
After a comic's remarks during a Trump rally Sunday.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
The president said on a call organized by a Hispanic advocacy group, the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. The president later clarified on social media he was referring to the hateful rally rhetoric as garbage, but it drew a quick response from Republicans like Florida's Marco Rubio, who was at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania.
We are not garbage. We are patriots who love America.
Trump remembered Hillary Clinton calling some of his backers deplorables 8 years ago.
Garbage, I think, is worse, right?
And Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic Party candidate, delivered her so-called closing argument in a Tuesday evening speech near the White House.
Donald Trump has spent a decade trying to keep the American people divided and afraid of each other. That is who he is. But America, I am here tonight to say that is not who we are.
Her speech was located in the same area where Trump addressed his supporters on January 6, 2021, shortly before a mob stormed the U.S. Capitol to interrupt the certification of Trump's election loss to Joe Biden. This is VOA News. Thousands of Russians, including soldiers, have sought asylum in the West since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, although only a fraction of their applications have been approved. But France recently allowed several Russian army deserters to enter the country to seek refugee status. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Alexander, who does not want to give his family name for fear of political retaliation, was a soldier in the Russian army. He is now living in the French city of Cannes, along with his wife, Irina. In January 2022, as Russia was preparing its full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Alexander was told his unit was heading to Russian-occupied Crimea for military exercises. He refused, but was told he had no choice. His unit crossed the border into Ukraine as part of the invasion force. He eventually managed to flee the army. In a landmark case, France this month granted permission for Alexander and Irina, along with eight other Russians, to enter the country and apply for asylum. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Authorities in Argentina say a 10-story hotel building collapsed early Tuesday near the capital, Buenos Aires. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer has that story.
Rescue teams search for survivors in the rubble of a 10-story hotel collapsed, alarming neighbors.
Honestly, it was shocking to see how the building collapsed. It transformed into a cloud of dust and we couldn't see anything. We heard like an earthquake, as some neighbors said. This was terrible. It's like a horror movie we are living through.
A statement from the municipality of the coastal city of Villagesell said between 7 and 9 people were believed to be inside at the time. They included workers from a construction site, allegedly operating without municipal permits. The cause of the collapse has not been disclosed, but officials said 4 people linked to the construction at the site have been arrested.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. In sports, the New York Yankees posted an 11-4 rout of the visiting Los Angeles Dodgers Tuesday to keep their Major League Baseball championship hopes alive. AP correspondent Tom Merriam has more on Game 4 of the World Series.
The Dodgers jumped out to a quick 2-0 lead. As for the second straight game, Freddie Freeman had a 2-run homer off Luis Gil. But this time, Aaron Boone's team battled back. Anthony Volpe hit a grand slam homer in the third off Daniel Hudson to give New York a 5-2 lead.
I think I pretty much blacked out as soon as I saw it go over the fence.
Los Angeles did creep to within 5-4 in the fifth, but Austin Wells gave the Yanks a 6-4 lead with a homer in the sixth. New York then broke it open with a 5-1 eighth inning. Game 5 Wednesday. Tom Merriam, New York.
That wraps up this update. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.